こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、今週火曜日、海兵隊航空基地で行われたスピーチの中で、トランプ大統領が、私の国家戦略では陸空海と同様に宇宙も戦争領域であると認識している。陸軍、海軍などと並び宇宙軍を創設することになるかもしれない。もともとそこまで真剣には考えていなかったが、今は素晴らしいアイデアで本当に必要かもしれないと思う、と述べました。アメリカは1985年から2002年まで通信衛星や偵察衛星などを運用する宇宙軍、スペースコマンドが存在したほか、今後また空軍の宇宙でのオペレーションを切り離して別の司令塔を作るかどうか何度か議論になっていますが、今回の宇宙を戦争領域と捉えた上での宇宙軍のアイデアに関して、オンライン上ではスターウォーズやバズライトイヤーをモチーフにしたミームで盛り上がっています。
During a speech at a Marine Corps air station, U.S. President Donald Trump stated the following: My new national strategy for space recognizes that space is a war-fighting domain, just like the land, air, and sea. We may even have a space force. I was not really serious, and then I said, what a great idea. Maybe we'll have to do that. U.S. military operations in space, which were once managed by U.S. Space Command from 1985 to 2002,has involved operating communications and reconnaissance satellites, and there will be continued discussion of whether military space operations should be separate from the U.S. Air Force. In response to the idea that the U.S. should assemble a space force to prepare for space as a warfighting domain, the internet has generated a variety of space memes featuring Star Wars and Buzz Lightyear.
So, 最初このスピーチを動画で見たとき、ちゃんと聞いてなくて、あの What a great idea, maybe we'll have to do that っていうのをチームの人が言ったのかと思ったのね。
Oh.
でも自分だったって、
yeah.
自分で考えて自分で褒める。
Yeah, he always tells the story of how he came up with some great idea.
Yeah.
And he wasn't going to take it seriously at first, but the reaction was just so positive that he's going to have to go forward with it.
Right. あのもちろん
marketing, I guess.
今も空軍がその、まあ、例えば北朝鮮のさ核の核実験の様子をモニターするとか、ああいうのも全部衛星だから、あのそういう意味で国防に宇宙を使ってるという意味では使ってるし、それを空軍が今担当してるんだけど、こういうふうにあの戦争領域っていう意味になると、なんだろう、領土の問題になってくるから、じゃあ宇宙は誰のものなのかっていう、あの普通こう戦争っていうとまず領土があってから成り立つじゃん、まあ、それどういうことを想定してるのか分かんないけど、火星とか月とかのベースができた後のことかね。
Well, there's the Outer Space Treaty, right? And the Outer Space Treaty says that you cannotput weapons of mass destruction in orbit, and you cannot build bases on any celestial body.
Like military base.
Military,
yeah.
Purposes. But clearly, anything in space that has utility probably has some military value as well. You know, having a base on Mars or the moon, whether or not it's outfitted with laser cannons...is going to give you a significant advantage. You know, just control over the landing pad, or, you know, somewhere you could where you could refuel, or... So it's hard to make it, you know, distinguish between what might be a military threat and what's not, what's just... You know, because even with rockets, we have that problem right now.
Yeah.
Because you use rockets to send astronauts to the International Space Station. You can use rockets to send a nuclear warhead.
でもそれもさ、その地球上での開発の問題であって、こう、宇宙軍を作ってどうこうって話ではないじゃんね。だからこう、どういうのを想定して素晴らしいアイデアって言ったのか分かんないけど、まあとにかくツイッターとかでは、 みんなあのダースベイダーとか。
The great idea is that it sounds cool, right? You know, Space Force, and then presumably he gets to have Space Force One, right? Which is, you know, the president's private spacecraft.
そうだね。
I mean, I think it will be a necessity to develop some kind of space force. I don't know if Space Force is the best term for it, but I guess why not?I mean, do you have a better one than Space Force?
I don't know. なんかでも本当にスターウォーズっぽいよね。
Ah, but we're in that age now. I mean, I think his timing is fairly appropriate, actually. The number of scheduled launches, you know, in the next few years is much greater than previously. And the number of assets that will be in space andYou know, you don't want to have a situation where an enemy country, you know, puts one thing in space that has some military capability that you don't know about, and all of a sudden they have a huge advantage.
でもだからその地球上でのいざこざを宇宙にまで持っていくのかっていう、もちろん、まあ民間企業であってもどっかの国に属しているわけだし、政府だったらもちろんもその国だし。あの資金がどっかから出てる以上はどこかにインテレストがあるっていうのは当たり前なんだけど、ただそれをなんか地球外にまで持っていくのかってなるとなんか
How could we avoid doing that though?
I don't know.
Is it possible?
なんか本来ならばこう今もさ、まあ、例えばロシアとアメリカでぐちゃぐちゃ、まあ、トランプとプーチンがどうこうとかさ、やってるけど、まあ、宇宙に行ったら ISS があって、まあ、みんな協力してやるわけじゃん、ロシアの宇宙飛行士とアメリカの宇宙飛行士が。
It's also true of many probes, spacecraft, research projects in space have largely been international efforts.
Yeah. だからそういうなんていうの、もうオリンピックと一緒でさ、こうちょっと一旦置いといて、ここはもう人類みんなの利益になることだから一緒にやろうよ、もっと大きい目的のために仲良くやりましょうよっていう風にしてほしいよね、実際は。
How about this example? Let's say you do a cost-benefit analysis on a, you know, let's say you're going to invest, I mean there's projects that you can invest in if you're the military, right? And you have to budget those. Well,You know, is your cost benefit? I'm sure it's much, much greater to if you put something in space at this point than, you know, to invest in another F-22 or something, right? Compare the cost of one more F-22, what is it, like $300 million or something. You can buy a launch of the Falcon Heavy rocket for, what, $90 million? So it begins to...You know, you could buy several launches for the cost of a single aircraft.
Yeah.
So if you're paying for defense on the ground, you know, the economics are kind of going to drive this militarization of space, I think.
Yeah, but then it's like, so what are you going to be doing with your Falcon Heavy rocket?
What do you mean?putting more advanced military equipment in orbit. You know, little satellites that shoot lasers at other satellites. I don't know.
Yeah, but that's banned, right?
No, I don't think so. Because there are a lot of weapons that I guess would be considered conventional weapons that are not restricted by the Outer Space Treaty.
だから先にそっちじゃない？だとしたら。その treaty の内容をもうちょっと厳しくするとかそっちになりそうだけど、
ね、It's not going in that direction. It's going in this Space Force direction.
だからそれはおかしいんだよ。
I think it is important to, you know, revise those treaties, especially when there's...
そうそう。だからそれ先だよね。
The tensions going on, you know, between the United States and China and Russia.
Yeah.
And
それこそ本当に衛星からレーザーを使って他の国を攻撃するとかになったらもう人類バカだよ、もう何やってんのって感じになっちゃうから、
yeah.
今でさえ戦争とかやってバカなのにさ。次、スペース X とテスラの CEO イーロン・マスク氏が昨年から風刺ニュースサイト The Onion から 編集長や編集者など6人を次々と雇い、極秘のプロジェクトを進めていることが分かりました。元編集長は The Daily Beast の取材に対し、新しいコメディープロジェクトを進めているとコメントしていますが、詳細は明らかにしていません。そんな中、昨日、マスク氏がツイッターで THUD、びっくりマークとだけつぶやき、その後、これが私の銀河を超えた新しいメディアエンパイアの名前です。びっくりマークはオプショナルと追記しました。これが冗談なのか本気なのかは現時点では不明です。
SpaceX and Tesla CEO Elon Musk has acquired 6 former employees from the satire website The Onion for work on an undisclosed comedy project, according to a report from The Daily Beast. In the midst of that, Elon posted the word thud, T-H-U-D, exclamation point, on Twitter and stated, "That's the name of my new intergalactic media empire, exclamation point, optional." It remains unclear whether this is just a joke or whether he is actually creating an intergalactic media empire.
そう。あの、今週になって、まあ、このオニオンからいろんな人を引っ張ってるっていうのがニュースになって、まあ、何やろうとしてるのかなっていうのが報道されてたから、多分ツイッターで書いたんだと思うけど、The Onion っていうのは日本でいう、まあ、虚構新聞みたいな感じの、あの、まあ、フェイクニュースとは違うんだよね。あの、風刺だから、あの、別にこう、まあ、ある意味フェイクニュースなんだけど、その、何かこう、偽の情報を広めてやろうっていう目的ではなくて、ただこう、ジョークっていうか、
well,
面白い。
They do a little bit of both. I mean, I think they've made the line a little bit more clear recently. But before...
でも they do make it seem legit.
It absolutely has seemed... I mean, people used to get faked out by The Onion. It used to happen all the time. The Onion was the king of fake news originally.
The Onion はもう80年代ぐらいから多分あるんだけど、まあ、虚構新聞もね、もういつからなのか知らないけど、すごい昔からあって。
But it was a different vibe back then. It was like you read it, and then it's like, oh, it's The Onion. It's like, oh, like they got...
You know,
it was funny, right? It's not that funny anymore if...The nature of fake news now.
まあね。
You know, because most of it's not this kind of benign or even, I think, useful, critical satire. You know, it's effective commentary on a lot of different issues, actually.
だ今回、数日前、虚構新聞でもなんかバイラルになってたやつは、今なんか森友も問題ですごい揉めてるじゃん。だから今後、日本の政府は、あの、石板を使って文章を保存することにしましたみたいな、なんかこう書いても焼かないといけないから寄贈できませんみたいな話だったけど、そういう感じ。ただそう、このでもイーロン・マスクもツイッターでいつもふざけてるから、なんかこれが本当なのか、みんなが話題にしてるからふざけて言ってるのか分かんないんだよね。
What do you think he's doing?
わかんない。でも前からは結構ずっとそのコメディが好きみたいなのはちょくちょくいろんなところで言ってるし、まあ、今回の自分の車を宇宙に投げるとかもその一環とか、宇宙にもそのコメディ要素は絶対に必要、その宇宙、地球の外で人類が暮らすにあたってそういうのは絶対必要っていうのも言ってるから。
He's also spoken about the danger of artificial intelligence using fake, generating fake but compelling, you know, reports. And there may be an important reason why he's doing this, actually.
I mean,
maybe not. Maybe it is just a joke. But I think...
でもさ、
you know,
just a joke でこの Onion の編集長とかさ引っ張ってくるかなって思っちゃうんだよね。だからまあ普通にちゃんとしたプロジェクトではあるんだと思うんだけど。
Do you think it has anything to do with his AI research?
そう、それを結構言ってる人もいて、報道では。だから、まあ何かしらその AI の開発にあたって、そのコメディ要素みたいなものをどうにかしてこう AI に学習させられないかとか。そういうのをやってんのかなっていう説もある。
You know, there's been this subtle back and forth between Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos for many years now, where they kind of jab at each other.
Right.
And it just seems like Elon has very little respect for Bezos. But I remember, didn't Jeff Bezos buy a bunch of media companies? Last year, including, I think, like the Washington Post.
Right?
And I know that Elon pays a lot of attention to what Bezos does. And Bezos obviously has paid a lot of attention to what Elon does. And it's funny that Elon is making this media purchase, but it's The Onion, and he kind of makes a joke out of it. Bezos, his approach was very straightforward.
しかも一部の報道ではまさにそのもともとは The Onion 自体を買おうとしてたみたいな。ただ結局そのスタッフだけ引っ張ってくることになったっていうのがあったから、まあ、そういう背景もあるのかもしれないけど、わからないね。
But if he's going to create an intergalactic media empire, it's going to have to compete with Bezos' media empire, right?
Yeah.
And they're already competing with the rocket stuff.
Right.
Well, SpaceX has quite a huge margin
on
the Glenn rockets right now, but there is also potential competition between Bezos and Musk in self-driving cars as well, because Amazon delivers a lot of stuff,
right?
And they don't need to have that delivered by some company. They can have some self-piloting robot deliver that to you,
right?
So it could get more interesting. I don't know. I don't want this to become like get caught in the crossfire between these two guys, but
South by Southwest の質疑応答あったじゃん、イーロン・マスクの。なんかあれ見たときに、Boring Company について自分が使ってる時間 2% ぐらいって言ってて、なんかそれはすごい面白いなと思った。2% でこれ、みたいな。
Well, he said it's 2% of his time and 20% of his tweets or something.
Yeah.ツイートの量と実際のあのその会社に使ってる時間はコーレレートしてないと言ってたね。
Well, he also pointed out that he's not an investor, you know.
Oh yeah, そうだね。
And I think there are a lot of misconceptions people have about Musk. And if you look into his life, he's very different from most of these successful CEOs. Even to this day, he'sthe lead engineer at SpaceX. You know, most people would have stepped out of that position a long, long time ago.
Yeah, someone on my Facebook called him a Tony Stark wannabe, who always pulls off PR stunt or whatever. And somehow I was super offended. But
he does pull PR stunts.
But no, like she kind of made it sound like it's all for PR, like to sell his car, like, you know, throwing Tesla into the space is just a PR stunt, you know, that kind of stuff. But, and I was somehow like, I would take it personally. I didn't say anything, but I was like, oh God, like, you have no idea. But, なんかその South by Southwest のやつもそうだけど、長く喋ってるところを見たら、そのなんか Tony Stark wannabe っていうのがいかに全然違うかってわかるよね。なんか喋り方からしてもさ、なんて言うんだろうね、 CEO 向けのスピーチクラスとかでは絶対教えられなそうなタイプじゃん。あの低いトーンで淡々と喋るし、なんかこう、キラキラしたさ。
And he'll use terminology that people don't know or isn't suited to the general public or...
I remember なんか誰に一番インスパイアされてますかって、 And he was likeWell, Kanye West, obviously.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, God. And then he makes, like, dad jokes.
But he's serious about Kanye West. I'm inspired by Kanye West. You know, Elon Musk wrote in Time Magazine an article about Kanye West and why he respects Kanye West. And it's
just so crazy.
And Kanye West visited the SpaceX factory, you know, It sounds bizarre world, but it's real.
Yeah, and he makes dad jokes.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. Anyway. 次。今週火曜日、中国の議会にて、レポーターのリアン・シャンギーさんが、他の記者が質問中に白目になるほど激しく呆れた顔をし、うんざりしているところがたまたまテレビに映り、その様子が中国最大の SNS、ウェイボーで大きく拡散され、話題となりました。中国の国営放送はすぐにその動画を削除したほか、中国国内のネットではリアンさんの名前が検閲され、すでに検索できなくなっています。議会では習近平大統領の任期撤廃を可決したばかりで、国民からの批判を恐れ、政府はここ数週間、警戒や検閲を強めています。
On Tuesday, during a congressional meeting in China, reporter Liang Jiangyi dramatically rolled her eyes at the long-winded question of another reporter, which happened to be broadcast on television. The scene has since become a popular meme on China's largest SNS site, Weibo. The Chinese government reacted not only by suppressing the video clip, but also censoring Liang Jiangyi's name altogether. In Congress, there has been continued support for the removal of term limits for President Xi Jinping. Wary of public dissent, the Chinese government seems to have increased efforts to censor and control information over the past few weeks.
そう、これビデオを見るとすごいんだけど、まあ、最初にちょっと、はぁっていう感じの、もう白目向きながら、すごい顔した後に、またなんかもう、もうなんてこれ以上うんざりを顔で示せるかみたいな感じなんだよねあのすごい激しいリアクションしてて、それがまあすごい短いんだけど動画でこうバーッと拡散されて、あの、
It's just dramatic though, right? It's not like 変顔 right? It's just
まあそうなんだ、
ね、almost 変
顔、まあ、大げさ、うん、すごい大げさで、なんでそんな顔したかっていうと、その質問してる他の女の記者がこうすごいお世辞が多い、なんか遠回しな言い方で長々と質問した上にこう同じことを2回繰り返したらしいんだよね、それでもうなんか何なのっていうのが顔にまあ出ちゃったみたいなんだけど、その質問してる記者も真横にいるんだよね、真横にいながらあの顔してるから結構それが面白くて、あのそれのモノマネする人とかも出てきたり、それがどんどんネットにアップされてたら政府になぜか検閲されるっていう、なんかこれを検閲してたらさ、キリがないよね、こんなのもダメってなるとさ、もう何でもダメじゃん、
yeah.
これぐらいは許してよ。
Well, her name, right? Her name is goneCan't be searched.
そうだよ。ネットで検索もできない。なんかいないことに なってるっていうか、今中国国内だよね。
It's weird to think that portions of your observable reality can be, you know, switched on and off in terms of their existence by some government authority. You know, and as soon as that's happening, I mean, I guess it happens to some degree everywhere, but.When it really gets out of control, then you're living in the North Korea, you know, delusional land, right?
Yeah.
But we have certainly, all of us are living in that kind of a delusional land a tiny bit, but we don't want governments, you know, deleting names or content from...
Yeah.
It seems trivial. I don't understand. It seems like it would have the reverse effect. Like it's not worth it to ban this because it'll just cause so much backlash.
ね。で、結局、検閲したことによってさらに海外でこうやってニュースになるわけじゃん。これがまず国内で流行って、なんと今検閲されていますっていう。
It's funny how really nationalistic countries tend to...have a really positive image internally and a really negative image externally. Like you can't really reconcile the two unless you do something about that extreme nationalism.
そうね。
Right.
だからやっぱり危ないんだよね。自分の国をすごい持ち上げすぎてると、本当に今言ったようにその分外からのイメージが悪化してて全く気づいてないっていうのよくあるから。
But having a positive image overseas is also in the national interests of that country.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, you're a nationalist, you'd want the country to have a positive image overseas.
So.
And not be perceived as so nationalist.
Mm. そうね。
Yeah, it's kind of a
で、なんか、まあ、この習近平大統領の任期撤廃が決まったから、あの、議会中に、まあ、そういうデモとかやられることを恐れてるのかよくわかんないけど、とにかくまあ中国では議会中にすごくこう厳しくいろんなものを取り締まったりするっていうのはよくあることらしいのね。
うん、
で今回も北京の五道口っていうあの大学が密集してる若者がいっぱいいるエリアがあって留学生もたくさんいるようなところ、
うん、
そこはのレストランとかバーとかカフェがいっぺんに接客していい外国人は10人までとか、うん、午後8時までしか外国人は入れちゃダメとかなんかそういうルールも課されてるらしくて、うん、警察から
Seems What's the reason for that exactly?
よくわかんない
Like what is that supposed to do?
よくわかんない、うん、そうなんで10人なんかその10人外国人がバーにいるのとさ、
うん、
15人いるのと何が違うのかとかっていうのも私にはよくわかんないけど
There's like a tipping pointOnce you get a certain proportion of foreign presence, it's disruptive. Is that their theory?
中国に住んだことないからあんまり想像できないけど
It's like when you tried, they would have this rule at clubs. If you try to get into a club, you have to go in, what was it? You have to bring a girl with you to get into the club.
Huh.
And...At some clubs, they only enforce that rule for 外国人 here in Japan.
Huh.
So if you're 外国人, you have to enter the club with a female.
Huh.
And so they had like this, I guess, population ratio theory about disruption in the club. And that they made this crazy discriminatory policy at the door in response to that.
Right.But that's not coming from the state, though, right? It's private
yeah,
rule.
Yeah.
Hmm.
But I'm just assuming it's kind of a similar kind of thinking, no?
Hmm. なんなんだろうね?
I mean, it's more intimidating coming from the state, certainly.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, one of the most censored topics in China is the Tiananmen Square protests, right?
Hmm.
And...You know, there's the very famous picture of the what's referred to as Tank Man. Have you seen that picture?
Yeah, yeah.
Where there's like this one guy with a suitcase or something, and he stands in front of, you know, a line of 12 tanks or something, and they stop, you know, just because he's standing there. Mm. That protest was not successful, if I recall.
Right.
Correctly. But that protest was by students, and it was about free speech, it was about transparency, it was about democracy and accountability. And it's, you know, the demands of that time are still...Those things are still being demanded.
Yeah.
in China in 2018. And it's kind of mind-blowing.
そうね。そうだから、あんまり想像的、なんかそういう、なんていうの、国民みんなでこう盛り上がってる、こういう何かイベントがあって、それが急にネットで見れなくなるとか、っていう状況があんまり想像できない。から何とも言えないよね。それがしかも日常的に行われてて別にこうなんていうの、この一個だけで国民が立ち上がって抗議するようなことでもないわけじゃん、おそらく。っていうのはどういう感じなんだろうっていうのは。
Well, if you imagine, you know, I guess our own government, the Japanese government doing the same thing and just deleting events or deleting concepts from the internet.
Yeah.
I think the ominous 1984 vibe would be pretty strong, certainly among people I know.
Yeah.
So, but it has been fairly normal in China, you know, this kind of thing. It fluctuates
well, I mean,
in its
intensity.
I think
it was here as well. Like,
うん。
今だったら。
I mean, there's still issues.
But... Right, but like, 今だったらこう、だからあの天皇がさ辞めたいですって記者会見したときに、mm. みんなが天皇かわいいってツイートしたからそれがトレンド入りして、みんながなんかあおじいちゃんかわいいみたいな、
mm.
そんなの2世代前とかだったらもう不敬罪とか言ってさ、
yeah.
自決みたいなことになるわけじゃん。
Yeah, not that long ago they'd take your head.
2世代前だよたったの。昭和だよ、昭和の時ですら。天皇のために自害するみたいな人いたわけだから、警察の人とか。それを考えると、うん、2世代でよくここまで来たなっていう、逆にあのツイッターで天皇可愛いって言えるようになったっていうかさあのそこまでの自由をたった2世代で獲得できたっていう
天皇可愛い
ずっと。それはなんかこう今の若い人とかはこう当たり前と思ってるじゃん、別に問題ない。だから最近もこう天皇とか来た時に写メをみんなと自撮り撮るとかはさ、いいのかどうかとか話題になったりたまにするけど、それも別に当たり前のように別にそこでしょっぴかれるとかないわけじゃん。
Yeah, it's 当たり前 and we take it for granted.
そうそう、
yeah. It's something that we are provided by, you know, the social structures or the...
そうそう、
you know.
それが結構思うより最近までは普通じゃなかったっていうのを考えると、まあ本当よくここまで来たなとは思う。
Mm-hmm. Well, the censorship issue is picking up these days, and not just in China. It seems like there are censorship issues in the United States among corporate platforms. You know, mm-hmm. and there's a debate about.Well, this is a company and they have the right to, you know, pick and choose what they are, you know, going to support as a company. And other people are like, well, if it's YouTube, then it's basically like a utility and, you know, you're censoring people. It distorts the market of information far too much. And so obviously the fake news ties into this and makes it more complicated and... Yeah.Seeking, I don't know, what do you call it? Not safe spaces, but people are offended by the internet. And before it was like, well, just log off. And now it's kind of like, well, I can't really log off. You know, too much of my life is tied into the internet. And...How do you draw the line between, you know, controlling bad behavior and potentially giving an entity too much power, which they will inevitably abuse, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So,
まああとその検閲とか自由、発言の自由っていう問題で言うと、日本の政府ももちろん全部自由なわけじゃなくて、こう記者クラブがあるから、こう政府があまりにも聞かれたくないこととか。
Mm-hmm.
あんまり聞かないとか、事前に用意した質問だけを聞くとか、
mm-hmm.
こう質疑応答の時に手挙げさせて、まあ、当てたくないとこは当てなければいいとか、まあ、そういう、それはもう今の政権がどうこうっていうよりかはもう仕組みの問題だから、それはどうにかしなきゃいけないと思うけどね。特に今ネットでこんなにいっぱいニュースサイトがあるのに記者クラブに入れないっていうこの本当に限られた数社しかまず入れないっていうのもちょっとおかしいしね。
Well, there's also been so much incentivization towards advertising and sponsorship, and both of those things obscure the truth.
Yeah.
And that has become a bigger and bigger problem in the media, for sure. There are some platforms that are beginning to turn away from sponsorship and from advertising. I've heard some podcasts are now...beginning to refuse sponsorship and advertising. Obviously, I'm supportive of that idea. So there are good things happening too. But generally speaking, not from the top down.
Yeah, right? No.
Yeah.
次.
On March 4th, Sergei Skripal, a Russian double agent and former operative for Russia's main intelligence directorate, and his daughter Yulia...were poisoned with Novichok nerve agent in Salisbury, England, and remain in critical condition. They were found in a catatonic state on a public bench near a shopping center. Speaking in the House of Commons, British Prime Minister Theresa May stated the following: "There are only two plausible explanations for what happened in Salisbury on the 4th of March. Either this was a direct act by the Russian state against our country, or the Russian government lost control of this potentially catastrophically damaging nerve agent and allowed it to get into the hands of others." Theresa May issued a midnight ultimatum to Russia for an explanation. The deadline having passed, May has announced that 23 Russian diplomats would be expelled from the UK. According to UK government officials, Novichok is exclusively produced and controlled by Russia. The Novichok nerve agent was developed by the Soviet Union in the 1970s as part of a military project called Foliant. Russia has officially denied any involvement in the attack, stating they have no motive and has requested samples of the chemical substance.
今月4日、ロシア秘密情報部の元二重スパイ、セルゲイ・スクリパリ氏と娘のユリアさんが、イギリスのソールズベリーで神経障害で意識朦朧となり、重体の状態で屋外に倒れているのが発見されました。2人の体と2人が食事をしたレストランとパブの2店舗から、化学物質のノビチョックが検出されています。この殺人未遂事件を受け、テレサ・メイ首相は、ロシアが直接手を下したか、ロシア政府が猛毒であるノビチョックの管理を怠ったために何者かの手に渡ったか、そのどちらかであると声明を出し、ロシア政府を非難しました。またメイ首相はロシア政府に対し基地内の釈明を求めていましたが、それが無視されたため、イギリスに駐在しているロシアの外交官23名を追放すると発表しました。イギリス政府によるとノビチョックは1970年代にソビエトによって開発され、現在もロシア国内でのみ生成管理されています。ロシアは今回の事件への関与について動機がないとして否定しており、検出されたノビチョックのサンプルを要求しています。
よ、
ノビチョックって初めて聞いたんだけど、
うん、
あのこの2人がいてレストランとパブの2店舗のなんか机とか、この2人が座ってた周辺からこの物質が検出されたって書いてあったね。
うん。I think there were three other people hospitalized. Two of them seemed to be okay. I think the other might, I think was a police officer, but、some 500 people were advised to decontaminate their belongings and their clothes、and their bodies.Just as a precaution, apparently water neutralizes the nerve agent, so they were spraying water everywhere.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
確かになんか洗濯とかすれば大丈夫って書いてあった。
うん。
どういうふうに摂取させられちゃったんだろうね。
Well, apparently it can be a powder or a gas or even a liquid. But probably...I don't know. The rag strategy. It reminds me of...
The rag strategy.
You know, like they, like an ether, the ether rag. You know, like in the movie The Jackal. Remember The Jackal?
No.
With Bruce Willis and Richard Gere?
No.
No. Well, ether is just like a rag that you just put over someone's mouth and it will cause them to immediately faint.
Ah.
And there's like weird, there's some weird substances that if you touch it, it's extremely toxic. And so these nerve agents that the Soviet Union developed were some of the most toxic chemicals ever produced. And specifically this Novichok one, I think, is like 8 times more powerful than the previous most powerful toxin. And it contains acetylcholine esterase inhibitor. So your body just accumulates the neurotransmitter acetylcholine and you go into seizure and have cardiac arrest.
Oh.
And it most definitely would cause severe permanent damage.
Oh no.
Yeah. So I guess, you know, even if the guy survives, you may not get that much information out of him. I'm not sure.
Hmm. なるほどね。
But it seems weird to me like that on British soil that a Russian agent would use one of the only substances that is uniquely tied
まあね。
and uniquely controlled exclusively. You know, it's almost like the dumbest thing you could just shoot the guy or anything but the Novichok. You know what I mean?
それかでもさ、なんか、
This is why people get deep in the false flag stuff.
でも普通に家とかまでたどり着いたとして、まあ、つかなくてもどっかでこうカーディアックアレストで死んじゃったとしたら、
mm-hmm.
検視はするかもしれないけど、こう毒物を検出するテストするか分かんなくない？
Well, I think Russia would have the most sophisticated knowledge about how to test for it, and they would know that such tests existed.
Well, I know that, but like, イギリスだったら、イギリスでこの人が普通にカーディアックアレストで死んでたら、そのままバレない可能性はない？だから今こんな風にこう、二人で外で朦朧としちゃったから、
well,
なんか毒かなってバレちゃって。
So you think something went wrong with the assassination plot?
Well, they're alive, so...
I just,
guess it didn't
just,
work out as they planned.
It just seems so dumb and so sloppy. It just doesn't seem like Russia... I mean, maybe I'm overestimating Russia. But doesn't it just seem way too dumb?
でもさ、
and
結構こういう...
right before Putin's election, too?
でも、ロシアこういうの多いじゃん。で、
in Russia, for sure.
で、毎回、あ、やったなって バレてるけど別に気にしてないじゃん、mm.
But anyone who would engineer the situation to frame Russia would only do it on the condition that it is absolutely believable. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It wouldn't happen otherwise. So,
right.
so that logically that doesn't solve the problem, right?
Yeah. でもさ、自分がやってないんだったらこのアルティメイタムのが来る前にそれを早く言えばよかったじゃん。そしたら少なくともこの外交
官。I'm just
like,
as
no,
devil's
no, it wasn't us.
Devil's advocate. What if Russia didn't do it? Just devil's advocate. What if let's say some lab somewhere, maybe in the United States, somewhere, some rented lab, someone knows how to make Novichok. They make it, and they're like, look.If you poison someone with this, it's 100% people are going to think it's Russia. And 100% people do think it's Russia. I'm just trying to be cautious because this would never play out this way in like a court of law, right?
Right.
I mean, you kind of have to go over the specifics.
Yeah.
You know, you can't... There's an enormous jumping to conclusions based on, you know, the sourcing of this substance that
right.
seems to be going on.Which could escalate things in a way that, you know, you just want to make sure first before
right.
we have World War III. Let's just make sure, you know, before we do
well,
the whole World War III thing, can we just make sure?
But how, you know, that's the thing, right?
It's like already escalated so much and it's just happened. It's kind of alarming to me.
まあね、ただそのある意味
Let's say I wanted to do it.There's probably,
yeah.
I don't know, is this illegal to say? Let's say I wanted to do it, and I wanted to frame Russia, and I was mad about, you know, all this stuff Russia's been doing, messing with the elections, etc. And I knew that there was a substance that only Russia had control over, and I wanted political leverage at the UN over Russia. What would I do? I would make Novichok, you know, let's say it cost $5 million, whatever. They made it in the 1970s. Make Novichok, use it, and then you're done. I mean, it's not...that hard, right?
Yeah.
Theoretically.
Yeah.
So given what we do actually know, I think especially people, I mean, I just don't understand how they're not more cautious about this.
Well, I mean, it is their MO, so like そう思われてもまあ仕方ないと言えば仕方ないじゃん、oh、でもそれはそうじゃん。だってもう今まで何回こういうことしたの、
oh、How do we know it's true?
だから I know your point too but then like 少なくともあやりそうってすぐ思われても仕方ない行動してきたのも確かだよ。
But that's very dangerous.
I know that but、yeah. I'm just reminding youThat they've done this so many times.
Yeah, which makes it the perfect plan for framing them. That's why we have to、right. be careful. You know, I mean, it's totally conceivable that they would. And if they had done it, my perception of them wouldn't have even changed that much. Because、right. I do think Russia is up to a lot of shady stuff.
だからそのアルティメイトムはなんて言ってたの？具体的に。
Just ask for an explanation. So Russia could have said,Well, we lost track of some stockpiles of this, you know, 2 years ago and hadn't, you know, maybe there was an explanation.、but I don't really think that they, I don't think that the UK expected a response to the ultimatum.、it just seems really sloppy. And maybe I have my tinfoil hat on, but...
なんか少なくともそのデッドライン守りさえすればこの外交官23名を追放するっていうのはなんか食い止められたかもしれないって思っちゃうんだけど、これだけ聞くと、
It's the most Russian diplomats expelled in more than three decades. And it does affect Russia. I mean, they will probably respond with something, right?
Yeah. For sure. I mean, it sounds serious.
Yeah, and I mean, part of it is kind of, I mean, assuming Russia did it, you know, it would kind of be like, yeah, we did it, and what are you going to do about it, you know? Because what leverage does the UK have over Russia?
Well, they can't say they did it.
Well, they don't have to say they did it. I mean, assuming if Russia did it, and then it's like the UK found out that they did it,They just say, oh, we didn't do it. I mean, this is what... I mean, obviously, they always say they didn't do it.、but everyone knows they did it. And it's kind of becomes this thing where it's like, what are you going to do about it? You know we did it. We know we did it. We said we didn't do it. But you know...
well, if they were being actually framed, then this should be a lesson for everybody.
I think it's totally、right? possible.
Don't assassinate everyone...as your MO, because then one day it'll be used against you.
Yeah, but...
You know?
Yeah, sure.
It's a great lesson.
In hindsight, but we don't want people just framing everyone else and having, you know, there's no onus on them to not frame people because this person has done things in the past.
Right.
There's just a lot of, you know, very weird motives that move around and weird stuff happens and sometimes...
Yeah.
Sometimes it's not so... I wish it was more clear to the general public, you know, what was going on. When international tensions escalate like this, you know, there really is no way to independently verify.
Yeah.
At this level.
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
See...
Astronomers at the International Center for Radio Astronomy Research have announced the discovery that all disk galaxies rotate once every billion years, regardless of their size, shape, or mass. To establish their rotational speed, the astronomers measured the radial velocities of neutral hydrogen contained in the outer arms of various galaxies. They also found that these galaxies had a sharp edge, where even at the perimeter of the galaxies, they found a high population of old and young stars, as well as gas.The study was published in the monthly notices of the Royal Astronomical Society.
オーストラリアの国際電波天文学研究センターが、すべての円盤銀河は大きさ、形、体積にかかわらず10億年ごとに回転していると発表しました。回転の速度は、さまざまな銀河系から伸びる腕に含まれる中性水素の視線速度を計測することで割り出しました。また、円盤銀河の端の方は尖っており、この端の方にも古い星と新しい星とガスがたくさん存在することも分かりました。研究は The Monthly Notices of the Royal Astronomical Society に掲載されています。
Yes.
これ回転してること自体は分かってたけど、 どれぐらいで1回転なのかが分かんなかったってこと今まで、
うん、
それにどれぐらい時間がかかるかが分かんなかったってこと。
Wait, can you say that again?
回転してることは分かってたけど、
うん、
それに何年ぐらいかかるのかがとか、どれぐらい大きに回転してるとかそういうのが分かんなかったってこと。
Well, we've known for specific galaxies, but we hadn't identified that this similarity between different galaxies of different sizes and shapes. And it is kind of surprising that they didn't notice this sooner, but they have been trying to categorize all these different galaxy types and figure out what caused all of them. And so far we have elliptical, spiral, and irregular. And irregular means, you know, there's not any particular defined shape, although there are some patterns. But, for example, within irregulars, what do they call this? Like the Hubble categorization scheme or something, but there's like ring galaxies, for example, where there's a center mass, and then there's a huge empty space around it, and then there's just a ring of galactic material around the outside. And then, so they have to come up with a theory to explain that, and the only theory so far is that a different galaxy punched a hole through the center of this galaxy, removing its inner contents, you know?
Right.
So there's a bunch of crazy stuff going on, but among the elliptical, or among the disk galaxies, the normal ones, they found consistently that they take a billion years to rotate once.
なんで10億年なんだろうね?
It's an oddly round number.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm.
I mean, does it have anything to do with a year? Probably not, right? A year is fairly arbitrary.
Yeah.
Right?
確かに。それはだって分かんないだもんね。なんでか分かんないもんね。
Maybe Earth is the center of the universe.
No, I don't want to think that.
No? I mean, there are people saying that that's how it works now, you know? Everywhere is the center of the universe. So you are actually the center of the universe. And it's not egotistical to think that way.
To think that?
Well, it might be, but it might also be true.
It sounds egotistical.
Well, I guess you're the center of your own universe.
Right.
Your own observable universe, I guess.
Mm. 次.
Well, I wanted to mention, according to what they've seen in these galaxies, well, specifically in the Milky Way, they know that we're moving at 220 kilometers per second. And I think it all moves at the same speed. There was something about how the spiral arms in a galaxy work. And people thought that that arm, if your star is in one arm of the galaxy and the galaxy is rotating, that arm moves around. But that's not quite what's happening. It's more like traffic. And those spiral arms of the galaxy are just where the stars have built up. And there's actually, there are waves being propagated out from the center of the galaxy that creates this weird structure. So a star can move from one spiral arm into a different spiral arm. But the galaxy overall looks exactly the same. Do you see what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
They've been trying to figure out, it's super complex and confusing. And it was one of the original reasons why dark matter got so much support is the confusing rotation of galaxies. Because apparently there had to be way more mass in the center of the galaxy for it to behave the way that they appear to be behaving.
Right.
Tsugi. A Silicon Valley startup called Nectome is offering to freeze your brain while you are still alive and then upload or thaw it out in the distant future. The process, called aldehyde-stabilized cryopreservation, is fatal and can only be carried out on a living customer. However, Nectome believes that they will eventually be able to scan your preserved brain and upload that data into a computer, potentially hundreds of years into the future, if it takes that long. The process involves undergoing general anesthesia and having your brain filled with embalming chemicals via the carotid artery while you are still alive. The process is capable of preserving brain matter at the nanometer level, having been demonstrated on a pig brain in which synapses were successfully preserved. Nectome has raised more than $1 million in funding, as well as a federal grant from the U.S. government of equal size, and plans to use their process on a terminally ill patient in the near future.
シリコンバレーのスタートアップ Nectome がまだ生きているうちに脳を凍らせておき、将来的にどこかにアップロードするか回答できるようにするサービスを提供しています。脳を凍らせるための ASC と呼ばれる処理は、顧客が生きたままの状態でしか行えない上、施された顧客は死亡しますが、同社は何百年かかったとしても将来的には脳をスキャンしてデータをコンピューターにアップできるようになると予測し、今回のサービスの提供を開始しました。脳を凍らせるにはまず顧客を全身麻酔で眠らせ、頸動脈から薬を注入して生きている間に脳を防腐保存処理します。これにより10億分の1メートルレベルで脳組織を保存可能で、これまでに同様の方法で豚の脳のシナプスを保存できているのが確認されています。ネクトームは100万ドルの資金を集めているほか、アメリカ政府から100万ドル規模の補助金を受けており、近いうちに末期の患者などにサービスを提供する予定です。生きている間に脳を防腐保存処理。
Would you do it?
Ugh, no.
What if it's the only way?
Embalming. Okay, first of all,
I'm
sorry.
What if you knew it worked?
First of all, I hate the word embalming.
Embalming?
Yeah. I hate embalming. I just hate the idea of it.
Do you hate the word or the idea?
The idea. 日本でやる人いないけど、アメリカだといるじゃん。Embalm してこう、あれなんて言えばいいんだろうね、日本語で。だから肉体を防腐処理してもう腐らないようにするっていう、
うん、
それがなんかどうしても生理的に受け付けられないんだよね、そのアイディア自体が。だからそれを生きてるうちに脳に施されるっていうのを考えただけでもちょっと怖い。
But you don't want to be embalmed when you're dead either, right?
うん、どっちにしろ嫌なんだけど。
But it's just even worse if you're still.
そうそうそう。より悪い。But
a lot of cultures or a lot of different societies have embalmed their dead, particularly、mm. Important people who could afford to be embalmed.
だからこれさ、結局本当にまあできるようになるのか、その脳を凍結するのは今できるとしても、それをどうにかさ、データを取り出すっていうのが。まあ、できるかできないか別として、将来的になんかミイラもさ、結局はまあ5000年前とかの人が肉体だけでも取っておけば後でもう一回使えると思った、うん、思ってあんなに頑張って処理して作ったわけじゃん。それがまあ結局ワークしないから今美術館とかで、まあ、博物館で飾られてるわけだけど、うん、そう考えるとこう5000年前から変わってないなって思わない？人間の夢というかさ、その、
right.
今死んだとしても後でもう一回続きをできるかもしれないっていう希望というか願望。
Right. Well, if you, you know, it, yeah, I think it is similar. And if you found a note in, you know, the left jacket pocket of Tutankhamun that said, "Clone me." I'm ready, you know, and you cloned him, then it would have worked, you know, it would have been correct, you know, if they had predicted, you know, let's say not the mind, right?
Yeah.
You know, not you, but they can clone your body in the distant future, you know, if that was the promise.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that's a similar thing here. Because these people are saying they will recover the data of your mind, but it will not be you. And I think people kind of know that.
Mm.
And so it's kind of like the clone promise.
Yeah.
It sounds nice, but upon further investigation.
でも結局ミイラみたいにできない場合に、はい、これが過去に凍結された脳ですみたいな感じでまた博物館とかでただただ見せ物になるみたいなさ。
Yeah.
なんかその可能性もなくはないじゃん。
Yeah.
そうすると本当に何千年もさ結局変わってないってことになって、mm. それはそれで面白いなと思ったけど
Future generations will be appalled that the richest and most comfortable elite of the 21st century, you know, spent all their resources trying to live forever.
Yeah.
And
そう、しかも結局そのミイラの時も今もお金ある人しかできないわけじゃんね、
mm. You can afford the embalming, you know, back in the year 800 BC, and you can afford to have your brain, you know, embalmed in 2018.
Yeah, but the same thing.
The effect, the service is just about the same, right?
Yeah.
I think.
So, oh. そう考えると面白いけど、ただまあ、have you seen Black Mirror at all? Any episode? Mm. Have you seen San Junipero?
No.
あの、数あるエピソードの中で。唯一悪い話じゃない、あの、なんていうの、悲しくないエピソードで、
うん、
サンジュニペロっていうのがあって、それはまさにあの自分のコンシャスネス自体を、まあ、コンピューターにアップロードして永久にその中で暮らすことができる、でしかも自分の若い時の姿で入れるっていう話なんだけど、
うん、
なんかこう本当はおばあちゃんでもう寝たきりなんだけど、その世界では若い時の自分でこう楽しく過ごすみたいな。
I mean, what is the most realistic possibility for that to happen, you think? I don't think this is it. Maybe these guys will get there. Maybe this company will figure it out in the future. But this isn't the, how do you stay alive?You know,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
The continuity problem, right?
しかもさ、do you want to? That's another question. Like, would a lot of people actually want that?
I think so.
Really?
Do you want to say, you know, goodbye to your children or your...You know, it's more complicated than like just do you want to live forever? No, like when it comes down to it, there's a lot of things that you actually care a lot more about than you thought.
But then I feel like people care about things in life because there's an end.
I don't know if that's necessarily true. Certainly we care more. I think if you could live forever, eventually you'd become evil, right? It's just a matter of time. That's just a tautological...
しかもやっぱさ、その肉体付きなのかなしなのかによってもまた全然違うよね。その意識だけがあってもさ、じゃあなんていうの、生きてるうちにこういろんなスポーツやってみたいとか、いろんなとこ旅行行ってもっと馬乗りたいとかさ、そういうのが別にできるわけじゃないじゃん、アップロードされ
てたところで。 Maybe there's similar problems once you've been uploaded to the matrix, you know, you overdose onPop-ups or something. I don't know, like viruses that feel good. There might be something.
Pop-up, you know, overdose.
I don't think that there's any shortage of, you know, kind of sinful crooks and nannies that just... You can... they will find ways to do, you know, evil, sinister things on any...platform in any of these, you know, whether you're in the matrix or you're in real life or you're in a video game or you're, there's always a way to
yeah だそれを考えると
There's always corruption, right?
だそれを考えると余計さその永久っていうコンセプトが恐ろしく思えるじゃん、
mm.
You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
You can endure certain things because there will be an end、
mm. Is that how it works?
Or you can enjoy life because there, you know that there is an end.
But there are more and more people that don't believe there's an end.
Stephen Hawking did.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rest in peace, by the way.
Yeah. But there are a lot of, people, what are they called? Transhumanists who honestly believe that they will not die.
Hmm.
And it's a growing...
そのconsciousnessだけは残るってこと？どっかしらに？
Yeah. Yeah. And they honestly believe this. And there are a lot of these people in, you know, particularly Silicon Valley, but yeah. other places too.
That... でもさ、それが本当かもしれないじゃん。まあ誰にもわかんないから。でもそれが本当だとしたら余計にさ、この脳をさ、エンバームするとか、絶対やんない方がいいじゃん。もう超無駄じゃん。
Oh, you know, Ray Kurzweil.
Yeah.
And he has a huge following. And he's a transhumanist.
Okay.
And what is the date they set? Like 2000? When are humans going to become immortal? He said some, he makes all these predictions about you right. know, the timeline of technology. But there are a lot of people who believe in this singularity and that all of a sudden, you know, the exponential rate of ourtechnological advancement will become so quick that you know they will cure the whole telomere thing and all this other stuff with genetic engineering and more within just a couple decades. And there's a huge number of people that believe that all of this is within 20-30 years straight up, and they're very intelligent people. And there's more and more
Wait,
of them
but every
then
day. They also believe that the consciousness willConsciousness is immortal?
If you make it immortal.
Ah, so you mean?
Yeah.
Ah.
And they believe that they
not
can.
Like, not like by nature.
Not by nature.
Ah, okay,
but that
okay.
by through some kind of technological intervention, you could become immortal.
Right.
And there's... From a... You know, if you look at the human brain, there's no reason why the information of the human brain couldn't be stored in a different medium.
Yeah.
There's no reason why your consciousness or whatever organization in your brain that produces the emergent phenomenon of consciousness couldn't be put into a machine.
Right.
And so the idea is once you've created the brain-machine interface, that consciousness will enter machines.And that will be salvation for all otherwise mortal human beings on this planet.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of people that believe that, and they have support from physics. You know, the only thing that's debated is the timeline.
Yeah.
And that's kind of trivial, right? You know, let's say it takes 20 years or let's say it takes 200 years. But the point is if it happens, right?
Yeah, it's really, it's, it,
and so,
to me,
you know,
it's like
In the year
horrifying.
5000, you know, there's Justin Bieber, you know, misbehaving or whatever. But it's like that show Altered Carbon. Have you seen that?
Yes.
That show?
Yeah.
Yeah, where people upload their mind to the cloud and if they get...killed and they download into a new body and they live forever, right?
まあね、ただあれもでもみんなではないもんね。お金ある人はできる。けどお金ない人はできない。から普通に死ぬとか、まああれ面白いのは宗教もあるからね。あ、それやらない方がいいって信じてる人はやらずにそのまま死ぬっていう。
ま
あ、そういうのはありそうだな、かなりありそうだなと思う。
I think that's happening. And you've just said that you wouldn't, you know, embalm your brain and you probably wouldn't upload
yeah,
yourself
yeah.
to the matrix.
まあすでになんだろう、そこまでいかなくても IVF とかもさ、キリスト教のすごい信者の人はやらないとかあるじゃん。こう、テクノロジーが アクセスできるからって言ってやるわけじゃないもんね、みんなが。
Mm. It's gonna get weirder. Because if you have a child and you're, and let's say your child is like, I'm gonna do this thing so I can live forever, would you be telling them like, no, don't do that, you know?
No, I'd be like, do whatever you want. I won't do it, but if you want, just, yeah, go ahead. Do whatever.
Yeah. It's like not even a, like a religious question. It's kind of...
No, it's like a personal choice, right?
But what is the basis for not wanting to do it? Is that you think that mortality contextualizes everything else?
Well, it just sounds like a... I don't know. It's like dreadful. It's like... no, it's like, oh God, like... I have forever.
Well, it's optional, right? I mean, you have the option to live forever. I mean, no one's going to force you to live forever, right? I'm assuming.
Yeah, but it's not like once you do it, it's not like you would want to turn it off. Would you? Then it's kind of like suicide.
Yeah, you can't turn it off.
So that's kind of depressing too. So, you know, like that's why I don't want to do it. Feels weird.
Yeah, brains. They're trying to... This Nectome company is named after the word connectome. And connectome is basically a map of all the neural connections in the brain. Okay. And they haven't been able to make a connectome for human beings yet. It's too difficult.
Huh.
But they have done it for very small portions of the human brain.
Yeah.
The only animal that they've produced a complete connectome for is the C. elegans worm.
Right, right.
But its brain is super easy. 最初の
クライアント誰になるんだろうか知らないけどさ、そのやる方もさ、まあこれは 100% 絶対にまたこの脳を使えるって信じてるから人間にもできるんだろうけど、
うん、
でもやっぱりなんか怖いよね。だってまだ生きてる人だから。
Well, I was reading an interview with one of the investors in this company, and apparently he's already signed up. and he's just like, yeah, well, I just assume that I'm going to live forever. And you know, there's a lot of us now that, you know, we just assume that we're going to... And that's just a new way that people are living. Like, this is happening, right? This isn't, you know, right. Altered carbon. Like, right now, in our world, there are a lot of people who now believe that they're going to live forever.
Well, good luck. Because you living forever, meaning that other people are going to be living forever. And they shouldn't forget that.
Well, but that's a good thing, too.
Even people like Hitler.
Right.
Would just be around forever.
Right, but you'll let Hitler hang around, you know, if you and your husband and your family gets to live forever. Maybe
peace.
What if heaven is something that is technologically enabled? So the true religious perspective is to pursue this, you know. That would kind of reverse things, but what if that was the truth? Because how do you make an argument that humanity has kind of gone off the, you know, escaped the natural controlling yoke of nature and just kind of like Frankenstein or something? Like, how does nature create something that can just cut the knee, go so off track, you know?
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to rationalize.
I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's definitely going... It's getting weirder.
It is getting... It's getting weirder. We say... While we are saying it's getting weirder...
It is getting weirder.
It is getting weirder. Weirder than we said it was getting.
Yeah. 文字起こしのテキストは Android, Mac, iPhone, iPad の、バイリンガルニュース公式アプリからゲットできますので試してみてください。最初の1話目から3話目は無料で単語テスト機能とかいろいろついています。月額240円で全部のテキスト読み放題っていう激安プランもあるのでぜひ試してみてください。発言の自由を守るためにスポンサーをつけず自腹で運営しているのでもし気に入ったら使ってもらえると大変助かります。 Twitter、Facebook、Instagram もやってるのでフォローお願いします。
お願いします。
終わり。
I wanted to read a quote from Stephen Hawking. He said, remember to look up at the stars and not down at your feet. Try to make sense of what you see and wonder about what makes the universe exist. Be curious, and however difficult life may seem, there is always something you can do and succeed at. It matters that you don't just give up.
それこそ彼の脳をエンバームしといてほしかったよね。
Well, if anyone ever had a license to call it quits, it would have been someone in his situation, you know?
Yeah.
So I think that's admirable.
そうだね。I feel like there are moments like this, like, where it feels like, なんか、人間の collective IQ が一気に下がるみたいな。わかる？なんか、一人いなくなって、yeah.人類に打撃があるみたいな人が、
うん、
あの本当に限られた人数いると思うんだけど、彼は本当にその一人だったと思う。
Yeah, and you know, in some ways he allowed his condition to help make him into a cultural icon.
Yeah,
that made a lot more people more interested in the universe and learning more about it. So I think he had a you know.Obviously, Stephen Hawking was a huge deal, but I was reading the email I got from Sakurai.
Oh yeah.
And he was talking about Sakurai was explaining something about Hawking radiation, and like while I was reading that, I got a text from my brother that Hawking had died, and it like blew my mind, like.It's, you know, he had a huge impact on a lot of people.
Yeah, for sure.
And he figured out some important shit, so.
For sure.
Yeah, rest in peace.
Yeah, rest in peace. 終わり。
以上です。
Bye.
Bye.